Okay, so today's daf is daf ayin. So we got to the top line. The Gemara had been going through a few questions. It was asked by the Anshei Alessandria to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. So we had asked two questions in the world of Chachma, which is the world of Halacha. So now we're up to the third question. Again, the very top line, the last word of the Gemara says Shnei. So Shnei Mitzarain She Nisarbu Karbonoseim. So let's say you have two Mitzaras. They each have to bring their own carbon, and they confuse who brought which animal. So Zev, Karev, Karbon, Osher, Echad Mehem. So what happened was, normally, if they were both Tahor, they're both alive, rather, so then you just bring them both and say whoever is the owner of this carbon should, it's going to be for him. Even though we don't know who is whose, it's still is sufficient. But what happens if your Karev, Karbon, Osher, Echad, one of them is brought, you don't know whose it is, but someone's brought, and then Meitz Echad Mehem, then one of the Mitzarim die. So now, Hasheni Matei Allah, what's going to be with the second carbon? So what's the question here? So if you look at Rashi, it's a long Rashi, worthwhile going through. Rashi writes two lines down, Hasheni Matei Allah. Heyach Yitar LeKachim. How is a person alive going to be Tahor for Kachim? Because we don't know if his was brought already, so he's fine. If it wasn't brought already, so could you bring the other carbon? So let's see. Shila Hayamitzor Chaveiro Chai, if his friend was alive still, even though the two carbonos were mixed together, you could bring them. Whoever is the rightful owner, this carbon is going to fulfill his obligation. Or let's say one of them dies before any carbonos were brought. So Echamem dies, Meis Echad, and both carbonos are still standing in front of you. You haven't brought either one. Hayua carbonos Meisim, so you could bring that, the carbonos have to die. And v'zeh makiv l'karbon acher. So you take the two carbonos and let them both die, then let the guy who's alive bring a separate carbon. So that's an easy way around had been either they're both alive, or if the guy died before any carbon is brought. However, the situation now is, aval ach shev'eino yachol l'akiv es zeh. You can't be makiv the one that's alive, because shemesh shomesu, maybe the animal that still hasn't been brought the carbon is owned by the dead person, the mace. Havi chatas shemesu ba'leh. And that's a chatas whose owners die, and the din is you can't bring that as a carbon. So carbon acher nami ein yachol lahavi shema oso shekariva haya shelo. And the other carbon you also can't bring because maybe it's his v'nifta v'nimsa, and he already brought a carbon v'nimsa maybe chol nazar. So the guy can't bring a second carbon. So the guy who's alive, because if the first one was brought, so he's bringing another one for him that you can't bring two carbons. It's chol nazar. Then you can't make a nedava on this animal because she ain't a chatas ba nedava. A chatas doesn't come as a nedava. You can't make a nedava on a chatas. Why? Even according to Rabbi Shimon, the Amar lekaman asha asham karev b'safik. If you are in the case of safik, you could bring the carbon asham al tanai. If it's im hu chayv asham harizel lashem. You say if it's my asham, let be my asham. Vim lav, if I already brought my asham harizel shalmei shalmei nedava, let this be brought as a nedava. You can make it tanai by an asham. But Hal Nimile only works for an Asham, Shematan Damo Doma L'Shalim, where the Matan Damim, the sprinkling of the blood of an Asham, is the same exact as the sprinkling of a dove of a Shalim. So you're allowed to make such a Tanai. About Chata, She'ein Mesa Dama Doma L'Shalim, when it comes to Chatas, the sprinkling of the blood is not similar to the sprinkling of Shalim. So the Eni Yochel L'Hasas, you can't make a proper Tanai if it's a Chatas, if it's a Nidveh Shalim, it doesn't work. The Lomer Im Karbu Chatas, if my Chatas was really brought, Harei chatas, this chatas standing in front of me, let be shalmei nedava. Dematin dama hayichalavid. You can't bring, how are you going to bring the sprinkling of blood? Because if it's liavid arba matanos, if you need to sprinkle four like a chatas, ulamal michore sikra above the line of the sikra and the mizbeach, well, shema shalmei nedava in it, which has different halachas. Vim shematas, if you're going to place two sprinklings, ulamat on the bottom, michore sikra shema chatasu. That's supposed to go on the top, really. So, therefore, there's really no way around it if it's a case of a chatas. So it doesn't work out. So what do you do with this? What do you do with this second one? So, back to the Gemara now. Hasheni ma tehelof. So Amr Lahem, so he says back. So now, again, this guy is, he might be stuck forever. We don't know if he ever brought the carbon or not. So the Gemara says that Amr Lahem, kosev nechasev lachem b'havi ani. Let him write off all his property to someone else, and then he'll become an ani. Umebi chatas ha'of habala safik. So you are allowed to bring a chatas ha'of habala safik. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes that havi le ani. The Rai Lehavi Bodalas, you can bring now in Dalas, we know that they're all of a Yored Karbanos, which means the type of carbon you bring adjusts based on how much money a person has. So the Dalas is the lowest amount. The guy now becomes poor. He brings the lowest one, which is a Chatas Oaf, the smallest type of animal. The Chatas Oaf, Ba Mithafik, Vein Sha Mishim Mevi, Chulun Bazar. You are allowed to make a Tanai in the Chatas Oaf if it's a Chatas, if it's an Adava. That does work. So now he can bring down his bank account. He's an Ani. And then he can bring a Chatas Oaf. And that will solve the problem. So the Gemara says, "Vahayik Asham." But isn't there a case of an Asham that even though by the Chatas adjusts between Asher and Ani, whether you bring a Behema, whether you bring an Oaf, that could adjust for the Chatas, but the Mitzor also has to bring an Asham. And the Asham is the same exact Behema, whether he's an Asher or whether or not he's a Ani. So how are you going to solve that problem? So you can make it to tonight. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Kishu Karav Asham. It's a case where he already brought his carbon Asham. So now the Asham already was taken care of. And now all that stands left is a Chatas. And then one of the guys dropped dead. So what do you do with the Chatas? You can't bring a Chatas tonight. So since the Chatas is the only outstanding carbon, you can now bring down your bank account, become an Ani, and then bring the Chatas as an Oaf. And then an Oaf you can bring and make the Tanai. So Gemara says, wait a second here. Amar Rav Sheshes, Gavir Rabba, Kishmuel, Lema Kiai Milsa, come on. This great person like Shmuel, whom does he hold like that he makes his suggestion where the Asham was already brought? So Ik Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a whole discussion about whether or not you could you split your karbanos, one come because he's an Asher, and one come because he's an Ani. You're allowed to switch around back and forth, Asham and Ani. So the Gemara quotes in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Asham Kava, that whatever status he has, whatever financial standing he's in, when he brings the Asham, that establishes what Chatas he needs to bring. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Asham Kava. Whatever his standing was when he brought the Asham, that's going to establish what he has to bring as a Chatas. So in this case here, when he already brought the Asham, he was already an Asher, so now he has to bring a Chatas of an Asher. The fact that he lost money in between is not going to bring down the type of carbon he's going to bring. As it says in Gemara, V'cheven the Kavala Asham V'ashiris. Once when he brought the Asham, he was already established as an Asher. You can't then bring the Chatas of a lower type. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Negayim, Mitzora Shehevi Carbon Ani V'Hashir. Let's say a Mitzora brings the Carbon Ani, then he becomes wealthy. Or Asher, he brings first, initially the first carbon as a wealthy person, and then Ani, then he loses money. Hakol Holech Acher Chatas. It all depends what his money, what he had when he came to bring the Chatas. For Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Hakol Holech Acher Asham, depends on what his status was when he was an Asham, when he brought an Asham. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Hakol Holech Acher Tzipor, when he brings the bird. So the three Rebbe Achlokes, which animal establishes his wealth? Is it B'shas Chatas, B'shas Asham, B'shas Tzipor? Either way, Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, it all depends on the Asham. So since our scenario here is where the Asham was already brought, and at that time of the Asham he was an Asher, you can't change a Chatas to a Chatas Oaf now. So it can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel's suggestion. So then if we want to say, if Rabbi Shimon is the one he's holding like, Damer Chatas Kavala, he says it all depends on the Chatas. So Ya'af Agav de lo Karv Asham, Nisi Acher. So according to him, forget the fact that he brought the Asham. Whether he brought the Asham or didn't bring the Asham, he should be able to, the Chatas is what defines what his financial standing is when he brings the Chatas, that defines it. It should be completely separate from the fact that he brought the Asham. So why does the Shmuel only say, because he brought the Asham already, so then you have to address the Chatas question. It should even be, Alpha Gav, the low carb Asham, whatever his financial standing is when he brings the Chatas, that defines it. So, fine. So then the Gemara says, Agin Alpha Gav, the low carb Asham, Nesi Acher, he could still bring, he could still make a Tanai on Asham. The Hashemina Lay, the Rabbi Shimon, the Amr Laisi, listen, because not only does Rabbi Shimon say that the Chatas by the Torah is what's Koveya, he also says you can make a Tanai on an Asham according to Rabbi Shimon. So even if the Asham wasn't brought, you could still say whether the Asham was the guy who's alive or the Asham's the guy who's dead, it let it be an Adava instead of a Asham, that would have worked. So that can't be Rabbi Shimon, because you don't have to be a case of where the Asham was already brought. So then the Gemara says, the Tanya, just proving the point that how we know Rabbi Shimon holds, you can make a Tanai on an Asham. Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Machras, maybe Ashamo, the Lugoimo. Umamido, the next day you should bring the Asham, you bring the log of Shemen with him. Umamido b'shar nikter, you let him stand in the Mitzvah, you let him stand by the Shar Nikter, which is the gate where the Mitzvahim would stand by. Umasal, if you make the following tonight, this is talking about an Asham. V'omer imi Mitzvah, who will be stone of Mitzvah, haray Asham of a log imo. This is Asham and this is a log Shemen. Vim lavim, he's not really taka a Mitzvah. Asham zeh yeshalmi nedava, let the Asham be simply nedava. So we see you can make it tonight clearly on this case. So this is a situation of a suffix. And the also Asham, that our carbon Asham, Tom Shchidas, you need to shecht it as a carbon. The Tom Matnos Behonos, you need to place it on the blood on the thumbs and the big toes of the right hand, the right foot of the Mitzvah, in case he's a Mitzvah. Usmicha requires smicha, unisacha mutunufa vechazivishok, all the dinim of a regular carbon shlamim. V'nechal l'zichay kuna l'yom v'layla, has a dinim of a regular asham. So that's Shitas Rebbe Shimon. So these are halachas one would follow. V'lo holdu lo chachamim l'Rebbe Shimon. The chachamim don't agree to Rebbe Shimon. V'bnei Shimon may be kachim l'beis ha'psul. Because what happens is, if you make such a tanai on the on this carbon, so now the din would be that you're making it get burnt earlier. Why is that getting burnt earlier? Because if you look at Rashi l'beis ha'psul, dilma lo mitzarahu. Maybe it's not really mitzarah. Because the dinam of how long we eat an asham of an adava is different than how long we eat an asham of a mitzvah. An asham mitzvah is only eaten for a day and a night, it's burnt the next morning. But a shlamim is eaten a day, a night, and another day. So now, if there's any leftover, you're causing it to be burnt, because it might be a carbon mitzvah, instead of letting it be eaten another day, and that's the problem of being maybe kachim lebeis ha'psul, so they were against this tanai. But Rabbi Shimon holds all of this tanai. So again, we go back to the initial idea. If Shmuel holds that the asham was already brought, and you can make the tanai in the chatas, but already, if it all goes based on his financial standing when he was brought the asham, you can't bring a chatas and make himself an ani. But if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, then no, it all depends on what he was when he brought the chatas. So if he's poor now, he brings the chatas off. So then, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to create a case where the asham was already brought. Even if the asham wasn't brought, Rabbi Shimon allows you to make a tanai on an asham. So Gemara says, in the end, Shmuel holds like Sabra like Rabbi Shimon Bechada. He agrees with him in one case and argues with him in another case. I mean, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon that it's a chatas, it's koveya. Whatever his financial standing is when he brings a chatas, that defines what he has to bring. And since at this time he was ani because he sold off his property, he brings a chatas off and makes a tanai in the chatas off. But he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. He doesn't think you can make a tanai on the asham. So the only way this would make sense, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Shmuel rather, would be if the asham was already brought. And that's how he deals with this case. Okay, so that was the third question in Chachma that the Anshe Alexandria had asked Rabbi Yeshua. Gemara now quotes on to the Shlosha Divrei Agada. What were the three questions Agada that they had? So Kosev Echad Omer, one part said, Ki lo echbot mevot hameis. I don't look for death of those who are Rishayim. I don't want people to die. The Kosev Echad Omer, another part says, with regard to Bnei Eli, Ki chavet Hashem la'amitam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill them. So does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu like death or does he not like death? And the Gemara says, "Kan both the tshuva, kan b'shein well some tshuva. If they're doing tshuva, then they're willing to do tshuva. I much rather than not die, obviously. And they're not willing to do tshuva, so then I prefer them to die if they're going to stick around the world as Rishon." Okay. Then next question they had asked him in Agada, "Kasev echad omer lo yisa panim lo yikach shochet." Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show any favor. He doesn't show. He doesn't accept any bribes. But Kasev echad omer yisa Hashem panim v'lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows the face. He shows favor to people, so he does show favor. He does accept shochet. So kan kodem gzardin, kan lacha gzardin. It depends. So one is before gzardin. So before the gzardin was decided, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows favor. He's willing to give in. But the moment the gzardin is finalized, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't retract anymore, and no favor, no bribe will change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's opinion at all. So if you look at Tosas who quotes this, Tosas writes, the two quotes Tosas, but you're right, Gemara Tosas does address this. So you look at Tosas, you ask, Kosev Echad Omer Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, that pasuk first Tosas writes, the fiat pshat, lo mashma shekadosh baruch hu noses paneim. It doesn't sound like he's showing favor. Lo ksiv yisa shem panecha, mashma shifne lecha l'ashm lecha shalom, b'sifrei nami darash shiyasa kadosh baruch hu panav shalom. So it doesn't sound like he's showing favor. It sounds like Hashem's, that you should turn to him. he's going to give you a greeting, but not he's going to show any favor to you. But miu b'hashaf, chashav like ilu kasev panecha, v'tvei havalei l'shaf l'akshrim. Not quite shot here, how the pasuk is presenting it, but Tosafot just notes it. Then the next one is what Ezra quoted. There's a Gemara in Bracha that says otherwise how to interpret this this pasuk. So we'll look at Tosafot together. Why not? Khan called him Gzardin. Tosafot is right to Tema. The Perek Misha Mesu, Gemara Bracha Daf Chafam and Beis, the Kamar Amrul Malach Yasharis Lutina Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Kasa B'Tarascha Asher Lo Yisa Panim Bin Lo Yisa Panim. The Torah says you don't show favor. B'Pnei Ma'ata Nosei Panim Lisa. How come you're showing favor to Klai Yisrael? You're always taking care of them. Amr Lehem, Lo Esa Panim Lisa. Should I not show favor to them? How can I not show favor to them? Ani Amarti, I said, V'achalta V'tzvata, they should eat and be satisfied. And yet, Hey Medachta Ginat Kebeta, So they're showing they're so medactic, and even if they're not fully satisfied, even if they're going to have like a kebeya, that will be enough to make them mechayiv and benching. So how can I not show favor? They love my Torah like it's the most precious thing in the world. So it's mashma shemechalik bein ovdei chacham liyisrael. So it sounds like from the Gemara Brachos that the Kadosh Baruch Hu shows favor to Klai Yisrael, but it doesn't show favor to the ovdei chachamim. So v'amai lo mashana kiyacha, why don't they answer that here? Then instead of saying when it says Hashem shows favor, that's l'ka Yisrael. When it says Hashem lo yisa panim, that's to the umas olam. That's the question Tosafot asks. So kiyacha kasim, or why don't they answer Gemara here like they answer the Gemara Brachos? How come the different answers? So again, the Gemara here says it's kodem gzardin versus l'achar gzardin. There the Gemara's answer is depends l' Yisrael versus l'umas olam. The Yeshlomer Tosafot says the olam shenui dehacha ikar. Really, the answer here is the ikar that depends on kodem gmar gzardim versus acher gzardim. The kara the kara damar lo yisa panim mayri bein yisal bein bov dechachavim. It's equal. The bov dechachavim afilu kodem gzardim shezel kava mishvel. That's the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Even for over the kachavim kodem gzardim, they have a Kadosh Baruch Hu shows favor. Uli Yisrael, however, la'achar gzardin, and for Klai Yisrael, however, la'achar gzardin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even show favor. Aval hu nichnas lehem li Yisrael, lefnim eshetodin, v'nosem panim kodim gzardin, k'demash v'hacha, mikra d'yitha Hashem panav alecha, u'malach esharis amru lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lomol nichnas li Yisrael, b'lefnim eshetodin, yosem im lov dikachavim, v'yisem panim, and then he gives the answer. So in the end of the day, what happens is even for Klai Yisrael, Kodem Gzardin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shows extra care than he shows to Ovdei Kochavim, even Kodem Gzardin. Okay, the Gemara now says back inside the third question in Agada is as follows. Kasev Echad Omer, Kivarach HaShem, B'tzion HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shows Eretz Yisrael to live. Kasev Echad Omer, another pasuk says, Ki Ala Pi, HaChamasi, my af, my anger, Hayasali Ha'ir Azos, was on the city, from the day it was created until now. So it sounds like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not in the place of a Kadosh Baruch Hu chose. So Khan called him Shinasar Shlomo es Basparo, Khan Achar Shinasar Shlomo es Basparo. It was all depending on the timing of when Shlomo married the princess of Egypt. So if it was before he married the princess of Egypt, so then he was very pleased with Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael and everything in the base of Migdash. But after he married the Bas Paro, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not very happy with what was going on. Then the Gemara says, Shlosha Boros, Divrei Boros, there were three matters of foolishness that were asked to Rabbi Yishuv ben Chinuna. Isha Shalom Ma'al Shetitame, when we know that a person dies. So what happens when the wife of Lot turned into a pillar of salt? Is that going to be Tumas Mace or not? Amalem Mace Matame, Vein Nitzim Melech Matame. So, no, only a dead body, but it is not a dead body. She transformed into something completely different. She transformed into a pillar of salt. That's not Metame Meis. Ben Shunamis Mao Shitame. What about the Ben Shunamis, who the son of the Shunamis who died and was brought back to life? Was there Tumas Meis that took place there? So Amar Lehen, Meis Metame, Vein Chai Metame. He's alive. He can't be alive and be Metame Meis. So fine. This is actually a question they had asked, how Eliyahu Navi was able to bring back the boy. Eliyahu Navi was a Kohen. How is he allowed to do this? So Tosafot and Bamatzia Daf, I think Kuf Yudalim Beis gives a few answers. So one answer that they post and say, I don't remember if it's Tosafot or others, could be the Rabbah's answer that Eliyahu Navi wasn't really a Kohen. Even though we know he was the Neshama of Pinchas, and Pinchas was a Kohen, the Neshama was from Pinchas, but not that the body. He wasn't necessarily a Kohen. That's according to the Rabbah's. But others say, no, since it was Pikuach Nefesh, and he knew for sure he was able to bring him back to life, he was able to, that's Docha, the Tumas Meis. And others say, based on this Gemara, that since he knew he'd bring him back to life, in the end, retroactively, there will be no Tumas Meis. I think those are the few answers that are brought down. So then the Gemara says, Meis and Lasa Lavo, Shrichan Hazal, Shlishi, Ushvi, or Ain Shrichan. When we experience Yimosh Mashiach and all the dead come back to life, are they now, when they're alive, is that a din of Tumas Mei? So they have to now go through the process of Paraduma sprinkling. And Amar Lehen, Rishu responds back, Lichshiyichyu, Nechkalahem, when they come back to life, we'll figure out that. I mean, don't worry about it right now. Let's focus on the many problems we have currently. Why try to figure out what's going to be then? And then Ikla Adami, others say, Lichshiyava Moshe Benu, Moshe will be there. You don't need to ask me the question. Moshe Benu will figure out what the answer will be in the future. Then the next thing, Gemara says, Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz, three matters regarding Derech Eretz were asked. Ma yasa adam v'yechem. What should a person do to become wise? Amar lehem yarbe b'yeshiva v'yima b'tzchara. A person should sit in yeshiva for a while, and he should minimize the amount of business he does. Amru aharba asu kein v'lo ha'ul. Many people tried accomplishing this, and were unsuccessful. Okay? So amar lehem yivak shirachmim mimishi ha'chachma shalom. Okay, you're right. If it was unsuccessful, a person should simply daven, and Shenemar ki Hashem yiten chachma mipiv, da'asasuna Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the source of all chachma, daven that Kadosh Baruch Hu bless you with chachma, and mitzvah Hashem you should be zochatu. Tani Rabbi Chaya, they talk about that, a lot of the great gedolim over history have spoken about that. They attribute their godless and Torah to davening. When it comes to bracha atachonin, they say they have incredible chachma. When it comes to bracha of Avraham before Shema, they talk about the incredible kavanah that they have. So the Chazanish and many others say, because the kavanah they had during those brachas of Ava Rabba and Atachonin is what they attribute their great wisdom to. Now, it's not simply humility of theirs. Like the Gemara tells us, Yidafin to Hashem, he'll give it to you. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Mashal Melech Bas V'dam, Sha'as Tesuda Levadav. King was making a big feast for all his servants. And he sent to his friends of whatever was in front of him. He gave them, sent him a little, he had a meal and sent off some gifts to his friends. So my kamashalam, what we learn from this braisa, one without the other is not enough. I mean, he can't simply, a person can't simply just spend time learning and not davening. A person also has to daven and learn. I mean, you need both. You need that melus, you need hatsamada, and you also need tefillah. So then the Gemara says, the next question they asked him in Derech Eretz was, Ma yasa adam v'yithasha, what could a person do to become wealthy? Amar lehem, yarbis v'schar v'yisavitem emunah. So work a lot, work hard, and then have honesty, integrity in the business world. Amar lo, harbi asu kein v'lo ho'ilu, many people try to accomplish this, they work hard, they're very honest, and they don't make a lot of money. So Amar lehem, yivakish rachmim imishi ha'osha shalo, shenemar liyakez v'lihazav, davin tu, the one who is control of all of the wealth in the world, which of course is Kadosh Baruch Hu. So my kamasha mutachidashir, telling us dehabaloha lo sagi. So why didn't he give the second answer first, the first answer? Why is he giving two different answers? Because you need both of them. You need to work hard, you need to have the enough of enough in Bemuna, and also you need to daven to Hashem. So my yasa adam hilo banim zachar, what should a person do that he should be zocha to have sons instead of daughters? I'm lehem yisa isha hogenesel, marry a woman who is appropriate for him. The Kaddish Atma B'Shat Tashmish have and sanctify himself during Tashmish. So Amru Laharbi also came to Ho'ilu. Many people tried doing this and they were unsuccessful. So Ella, rather, he says, Amru Lem Livakesh Rachmim Mimisha Banim Shalom, Davin to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shinemar, Hine Nachos Hashem Banim, Sachar Priyabatim. Kaddish Baruch Hu is Nachla, he gives out his children, Davin Tashem, and one should be Makadish himself B'Shat Tashmish. Mak mashmalon, deha, bloha, losagi, one without the other is not sufficient, you need to both daven and be makadish a person, the shas tashmish. So my socha priya batim, what does it mean, the reward of the fruits of the womb? Amar Rabbi Chama of Rabbi Chanina, bishar shemashin atam abetin, kidei, shetazir isha tchila, when a person delays himself, a man delays himself inside the isha, in mazir ishto, so that's noson the kadosh baruch hu, schar priya batim, the reward is to be zocha to children. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow.